For 26 years, France Parent worked at Fir Park Village, first as a care aide, then as a maintenance person. She served the seniors' population with dedication and enthusiasm, which made her a popular employee among residents, staff and management at the Port Alberni Seniors Home. Parent has lived in Port Alberni since 1980. In 1981, she joined the early group of care staff of the newly opened and first-ever long-term care facility in Port Alberni. Parent was born on a farm about 100 kilometers south of Winnipeg, Manitoba in 1950. She had five sisters and three brothers born from parents of French-Canadian descent. Unfortunately, in the last 3 years or so, she has lost two sisters and a brother. She reminisces about her early life growing up in the prairies and the many changes she has seen throughout the years. She started her education in a one-room school for grades 1 to 8. Basically, she learned to read with the help of her sisters. She adds that she was a daydreamer and very stubborn, so not an easy student. In those days, there was no internet nor cell phones. She was 12 years old when the family got their first black and white TV, and it had one channel to watch hockey night in Canada on Saturdays with the help of an aerial on the roof, if the wind blew it the right way. Living in the prairies was harsh during the winter months, she said. In those days, you didn't have an indoor flushing toilet, only a unique outhouse with two holes, one for an adult and one for a child. And when nature called and it was below zero, you used a bucket in the closet. The telephone system consisted of a party line. There were five parties on the same line, so curious neighbors could listen in all day. No one needed a newspaper to get all the latest gossip. If it rang two times, then you knew it was for your household. Maybe that is the origin of the saying, "Living in a small town, everybody knows your business." After high school, Parent moved to Winnipeg and worked at the Tash Hospital, a step required before entering the nursing program. She attended the Licensed Practical Nurse, LPN, nursing program at Red River College, then moved to Vancouver, BC, to join her sisters and brother. She was allowed to work as an LPN at Braddon Private Hospital, an institution for addictions, which was an interesting experience with wages that were a whopping $1.50. An hour, as France put it. Then she was offered a unionized job at Mount St. Joseph Hospital at double the wages, but could only work as a care aide. She could not work as an LPN because she came from a different province, which meant she had to upgrade and take all the BC government exams. In 1980, she moved to Port Alberni and worked at the China Creek Hatchery while waiting for Fir Park Village to open. Parent was hired in February 1981 as a care aide and worked in that position for a few years until the maintenance position became available. Thanks to the coaxing of a few wonderful nurses, she applied and was hired. She was told many times that she was the first woman in BC to work in a maintenance position in a healthcare facility. Her new job had many challenges because when her phone rang, the first question she was asked was, "Can I speak to your maintenance man?" Well, no worries, because Parent knew what she had to do, and that was to gain respect from all these male contractors. She has been forever thankful for their acceptance and advice throughout the years. She also expresses her gratitude to her colleagues at Fir Park Village for their encouragement, their helping hand and their kind words. "I have never forgotten," she said. It was in 2007 when Parent decided to retire from her full-time position at Fir Park Village and take a part-time position as maintenance at the Port Alberni Association for Community Living, PAACL. She worked there until October 2023. Again, she states that the staff were a great support and she will never forget their kindness. Parent admits that she is not a good cook and not crazy about house chores, but still likes a clean house. She loves many sports, especially hockey and the Olympics. In her former house, she enjoyed building her own workshop, chicken coop, and other small sheds. She traveled quite a bit, including England, Hawaii, Quebec, San Francisco, and many other states. She is not fearful of heights, so enjoyed parasailing over the Florida Keys. She lives a simple but meaningful life. She keeps in contact with old friends and former co-workers who think of her as a true friend and supportive individual. Orlando Delano writes the Valley Seniors column monthly for the Alberni Valley News.